Hi, I'm Margaret Feinberg, and this is The Joycast. In celebration of my new Bible study, James, What You Do Matters, we're exploring some of the powerful passages in the book of James this season. And I've been so encouraged by so many of you who have sent in photos of your group so we can see you, look in your eyes, pray for you, and cheer you on. And your stories of how the Holy Spirit is convicting and moving and challenging you, it takes my breath away. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, today, we're going to look at a few of the most powerful verses in James, beginning in chapter 1 with verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues, deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Well, one of the most dangerous places that I shop is a little warehouse known as Costco. Some of you may be Sam's Club or other warehouse fans or just love a supersized Walmart. But I love large stores like that because they are littered with impulse buys. And usually before I reach the checkout, I have at least 5 items in my cart that weren't on my list when I entered the store. But the good news is usually stores like Costco have incredible return policies. So you just try them and see if they work. And if not, can always take them back. Well, on a recent shopping expedition, I fell for an impulse buy on an end cap. I mean, you know, the product had so many features and it was on sale. My 4-letter favorite word. Who could resist such a bargain? And that's how I ended up with a 20 times magnifying mirror that comes with, get this, an LED light. I plugged in my new purchase and I gasped at what I saw. And it wasn't what I was hoping. I saw my skin marred by pox and these moon-like craters. There were these giant pores. My eyebrow hairs had gone wild, wrinkles stacked atop each other. Ah! I felt like I was caught in a dark version of Snow White. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the most terribly aging of them all? And that's when I decided to engage in some personal grooming. I gave myself a much-needed mud mask and facial. I plucked some of those wild hairs, and I committed to re-engage with some nighttime moisture creams that had been aging in my drawer. Looking in the magnification mirror, it wasn't pleasant. It wasn't particularly fun. But you know what? It pushed me to take better care of myself. And in today's passage, James draws on some mirror imagery to call us to move beyond a profession of faith to actual engagement in the practice of faith. Just like today, in the ancient world, the mirror was often used as a symbol of self-improvement. Within this context, the scripture doesn't just show us who we are, but who we are supposed to be. God's magnifying mirror is the perfect law that gives freedom. We are to look at God's law and act on it. Now, this is the 3rd time James uses the word perfect in this opening chapter. He also used it in verse 4 and verse 7. We are to be mature and perfect. As perseverance works through us, we receive the perfect gifts of God, and now we encounter the perfect law that liberates. The writer delivers this imperative by saying, do what it says. The word do in the Greek suggests an ongoing action, one that we continue to do. Something amazing happens when we act on God's word constantly. We engage in the ongoing work God is doing within us. James doesn't call us to a one-time obedience, a one-and-done, but rather to an ongoing obedience that will conform us fully and wholly to the image of Christ. James contrasts the negative response of not acting on God's word with the positive response of acting on it. Yet he adds a special note. Those who hear and do won't just be obedient. They will be blessed. When we act on God's word, we will be a blessing in what we do. All of this implies that when we hear and don't obey, we're actually missing out on the blessing. I mean, we know that this blessing is fashioned by a good and loving God, as we explored in James 1:17. So the blessing itself will be good, very good. Not the drudgery or unpleasant task we may sometimes think or be tempted to think that obedience is. So how do we become people who live out God's word? One of my daily habits while reading the Bible is to stop and think, what's one idea or instruction that I can put into practice today? What is God prompting me to do? That may mean reaching out to a friend with an encouraging word, sending a gift, or asking for forgiveness. The action may mean having a crucial conversation, repenting for something I've done, or maybe even left undone, or taking time to simply sit with God in silence and enjoy his presence. Take a moment and reread today's passage. What is one thing you sense God is asking you to do that's still left undone? Now, go and do it. Remember, what you do matters. You matter. How you respond matters. How you react matters. How you see God matters. How you see others matters. Don't miss those nudges to walk in the fullness of joy and obedience to God. I look forward to seeing you on the next Joycast.